Hi, this is Winston Wu of happierabroad.com. Today I want to talk about something that's annoyed me for a long time and which I find really inexplicable too, which is that for some reason nobody in the conspiracy movement or the alternative media no matter how much they discuss all the problems in America and how bad things are getting and how crazy things are, they never, ever, ever suggest that anyone leave the country and go somewhere better where things are better. Never. I mean, they don't even entertain the idea. They act as if that option does not even exist, which is really weird because, you know, if a ship is sinking, you know, if a big ship was going down, I mean, wouldn't your first thought be to just simply get off the ship? I mean, yeah, of course. So why is it that when America goes downhill and all its toxic problems, that nobody seems to suggest just getting off the ship? I mean, that is weird. Very inexplicable. It's like, you know, there's this assumption that no matter how bad things get in America, leaving is not an option. You have to stay and try to fight the system or try to change it or something, which is, you know, which is ridiculous and futile. You can't change society. You can't change other people. And definitely you can't change the powerful forces that run the society or the government even or the media. So, you know, the best thing to do is to find a culture that, I mean, that resonates with you and has what you want, that's more healthy and sane and better for you. I mean, that's a lot easier than trying to change society, which, is futile, obviously. But yet all of the conspiracy people and those in the alternative media, they never mention this. For example, Alex Jones, David Icke, Michael Tesserian, Jordan Maxwell, David Wilcock, even George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM. I mean, all of these people, you know, will discuss how terrible things are in America, but none of them will ever suggest getting out of it for a better life. I mean, that is just so bizarre. And even the mainstream American population assumes that no matter how many problems they have, no matter how shitty life is, that to leave the country is never an option. It's not even worth considering. I guess there's this assumption that, you know, America is the best, so everywhere else can only be worse or the same. So there's no point in leaving, right? Well, that's a wrong assumption because anyone that spent a lot of time overseas will tell you that in most other countries, there are a lot of things that are better in many ways. And so the option for a better life does exist for many reasons. And me and my forum people at happierabroad.com, we discuss this every day. It seems like we're the only ones that discuss this as a solution. I mean, going abroad. Whereas virtually nobody else in the alternative media does, and that's just so bizarre. I mean, it's like everyone assumes you can't leave America. It's not even an option. I mean, I guess maybe they're very patriotic and they love America and the country and the concept of it. So they don't want to leave, and so all they want to get rid of is like the New World Order or the government or the globalists or the Illuminati or whatever, you know. But I don't know, it's just kind of crazy because, I mean, America has a lot of problems other than the New World Order. I mean, the culture has degraded so much since the 1950s and has gotten worse and worse every year. So, you know, America doesn't just have problems with government or with the elites and the globalists. I mean, it's the culture, the social life, the dating scene, and the mental health has just degraded totally. What most Americans don't know is that other countries, most other countries are not like that. And And I'd like to give some examples and reasons, and that'll explain why there are a lot of benefits to living overseas that most Americans don't know about and that never take into account, and is not even talked about in the alternative media, or the counterculture movement, or the conspiracy movement. So I'm gonna be t I'm gonna briefly summarize the social benefits, the romantic benefits, the psychological benefits, the economic benefits, and the health benefits. Okay, first of all, the social benefits are that in most other countries, there's a sense of social connection. People are not isolated and segregated. There's not this paranoid wall people have toward each other. So it's a lot easier to meet people and make friends. Even if you go into a restaurant by yourself, in Europe or Russia or South America, I mean, people will talk to you, and people are very social towards strangers, and there's not this competitive mentality where everyone is an enemy, and people are just not as paranoid and uptight about talking to strangers, especially young people, In other countries, young people are more down to earth and more easy to connect with. And you see, in America, to find people that are down to earth, you usually have to talk to the older people, like senior citizens and stuff. They come from a generation that was more down to earth, but the young crowd is totally not. And especially young women in America are the least down to earth in the world. Totally. I mean, they're so self-absorbed and narcissistic and paranoid and just totally in their own world. It's just virtually impossible to connect with them. I mean, they don't even want to connect with people. So, in America, yeah, it's very socially isolating. There's no human connection. If you go out by yourself, you don't really meet people. You can't just go out and meet people in America. It just doesn't work that way. Everyone has their own, clique, and you have to find your clique and bond with that clique, and that's how things work in America. It's not very easy to just go out and meet people. I mean, the social scene is very exclusive, and people don't talk to strangers unless it's business related. So the social scene in most other countries is a lot more natural. I mean, it's much more relaxed. It's easy to start a conversation with people because they're just more down to earth in general. And so there's a feeling of connection in other countries that you don't get in America. So other countries are not as lonely and isolating, and of course this varies from different countries. Some countries are more cliquish and others are less, but I'm just saying that in the other two countries of the world, probably most of them are not as cliquish and isolating as America. So, and I'm not just talking about a city or a small town, because in America you can be in a big city surrounded by millions of people, and every people are still look cold and angry, and no one wants to talk to you or connect with you. That's just how it is. If you go to San Francisco or New York or LA, that's how it is. There's lots of people around, but everyone's in a bubble, and no one likes to talk to strangers, and communication is only for business. I mean, that's how America is. Everything is all business. There's no soul, there's no culture, there's no human connection. Everything is just a business. You're supposed to work and consume and derive your fulfillment from that, which is stupid, because a person needs a lot more than just to work and have no other reason to live, and then to cons and then to try to fill their void with consumerism. I mean, what about love, romance, sex, passion, adventure? I mean, what about just living, and it I mean, the culture in America just is just it just sucks your soul. It tries to turn you into a machine. And, if you're a deep person, you won't accept that, and you might develop mental problems trying to resist that. So, Anyways, so that's the social benefit, and the romantic benefit is that women in most other countries are a lot more sweet and feminine and down to earth and easier to connect with. They're a lot more approachable too, so it's so much more easy to meet them and date them than it is in America. And let me tell you a secret that most Americans don't know and that is not discussed because it's so taboo for some reason. And that is that in America, it's virtually impossible to find a beautiful girl or woman that's also down to earth at the same time. I mean, you might have been able to find that in the 60s and 70s, yeah, when women were more innocent and wholesome, you know, which you can see in the TV shows from back then. But in modern America, no way. I mean, you're not going to find that. But in other countries, you know, such as Russia or Ukraine, for example, beautiful women who are down to earth are everywhere, I swear. I mean, every guy that's gone there and dated women has been mesmerized, and they've called Russia and Ukraine a dating paradise because, I mean, the average girl there is attractive and thin and educated and smart and down to earth. And you're not going to find a gorgeous, you know, attractive girl in America who's down to earth. I mean, it's impossible. But in Russia, it's everywhere. It's the norm. And it's just so mesmerizing when you discover that you just can't believe it, you know, but it's true, I swear. I mean, if you look at my videos and photos on happierabroad.com, I have so much proof of this and direct, you know, direct proof that no one can dispute. You know, just you can just see it in the video what I'm talking about, where I randomly talk to girls and the girls there are just so social. I mean, women overseas are a lot more social with men. They don't have this negative attitude toward men and this paranoid attitude that they're all creeps. You know, in other countries, it's not like that. And that's one of the biggest secrets that most American men don't know, sadly, because it's just taboo to talk about this, to say that women overseas are friendlier than in America. I mean, it's one of the most obvious things. Any guy that travels and dates women in different countries knows that the US is the hardest place, probably the hardest in the world, to get dates and to meet girls. I mean, so it's just weird that it's never talked about. I mean, this subject is so taboo. It's like it's even more taboo than anti-Semitism. That's how bad it is, you know. You know, when you talk about it even on YouTube, most of the time the video gets removed. It's just, I mean, even YouTube censors this truth out. I mean, it's just so offensive to people for some reason. I don't know why, but it's so important because if you're a single heterosexual guy that likes women, then, you know, you'll be much happier outside America where you can date women and ask them out without feeling like a creep. That's the thing in America. I mean, the very act of asking a girl out in America feels creepy, like you're committing some type of transgression or violation. And it shouldn't be that way because men have always asked women out and courted them and pursued them and flirted with them for thousands of years. So why is it all of a sudden vilified in America? And it wasn't always like that in America either. Back in the 70s and 80s, girls flirted with boys and, you know, flirting was considered natural and normal. It was okay for a man to try to get a date with a woman by asking her out. It was a normal thing. It was acceptable. But ever since the 1990s, all of a sudden it became creepy to flirt with women in America. And that's just so messed up and so fucked up. I mean, it's just terrible. I mean, it's like America wants you to suppress your desires and become gay or something, or just only care about working and consuming. I mean, that does not I mean, working and consuming does not substitute for love and romance and or sexual desire or something, you know, it does not substitute for that. So I don't know why America tries to substitute, you know, work and consumerism for love,
romance, dating, and sex. I mean, it's just stupid. It's utterly ridiculous beyond words. But yeah, so here's another secret. You know, in America, flirtation is considered a negative thing. It's considered something creepy and taboo and violating and transgressive. You're only allowed to flirt with your wife and your girlfriend, yeah, but you can't flirt with female strangers or women you want to ask out or you know, try to chat up or pick up or hit on or wherever. I mean, that's considered a taboo in modern America. So flirtation is something negative and creepy in America. But in most other countries, such as Russia, Ukraine, most European countries, most countries in South America, etc., and also Philippines, Thailand, and certain parts of Asia, of course, flirtation is actually considered a positive thing. It creates energy. It creates excitement. It fuels the chemistry between a guy and a girl, and the women in other countries, I mean, foreign women are flattered by flirtation. They consider it flattering that a man signals an interest in them and tells them that they're beautiful and tries to charm them. I mean, to a female, that's very flattering. I mean, to a natural female, that is. And this is how it's been for thousands of years. For thousands of years, women have been feminine, they've been sweet, they've been wholesome, they've been loving, they've been seeking a prince charming, and they've always welcomed flirtation. It's always been seen as a flattering, positive thing. And even with if the girl rejects you, you know, it's a polite rejection. It's never they never act like you did something wrong for flirting with them. You know, that's only in modern America. In modern America, if you flirt with a girl or ask her out, you know, and she's not interested, they treat you as if you did something wrong. And it's not wrong because it's normal for a guy to want to meet a girl, you know, and it's been that way for thousands of years. And so, unfortunately, outside of America, it still is normal to flirt with girls or pick them up or try to chat them up and get to know them and make friends and ask them out. I mean, that has been always been natural, and it still is natural as long as you get out of America, that is. So in other countries, flirtation is a positive thing. It's flattering, it creates energy, excitement, you know, and whereas in America it's a negative thing, it's creepy and taboo. You know, that's a very big secret that, you know, I wish more people would know about because it's never talked about. You know, when you ask a girl out in other countries, you know, very often she'll just say yes and then say, okay, well, I get off at work. Meet me in front of this building at 7. See you then. You know, it's a natural, normal thing to ask a girl out. It's not a creepy thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not a violation of boundaries. But in America, I mean, the girls are so picky that, you know, most of the time when a guy asks a girl out, it just doesn't feel natural. It doesn't feel right. It feels like you're violating a boundary, like you're doing something creepy, like you're doing something wrong. And that's just so fucked up. I mean, totally. And it should not be that way. And I can't believe this is not talked about more. I mean, no one in the alternative media wants to talk about it, so I'm trying to put together a radio show for our movement at Happier Abroad. So we can talk about more of these things. I mean, actually, the only guy I know that talks about them is Steve Hoka, and he's interviewed me a number of times and people in my movement. But I mean, he comes and goes. He doesn't always do shows very often. Sometimes he just disappears and just doesn't do anything. So he's not very active or consistent. So, you know, we need, you know, like a consistent big voice out there that's gonna get this message out and this truth out, because there's so many millions of lonely guys and depressed guys in America that have no dating options, and they need to know this. They have a right to know this. They need to know their options, you know. You know, I don't wanna tell anyone what to do, but I wanna tell people what I've discovered overseas and the options that the single man has in America. They deserve to know these things. Okay, so that's the romantic benefit of overseas, is the women. They're just much more feminine and social with men, and much, much easier to date, meet, approach, etc. Okay, the third thing I want to talk about is the psychological and mental health benefit. So the benefit of going overseas is that, I mean, the psychological benefit is that you just feel more relaxed about yourself. You don't feel as self-conscious because, I mean, other cultures, especially people in poorer countries, are not as shallow. They're much more relaxed, and you feel more accepted, you know, you for you. There's not this competitive mentality. There's more of a social connection and inclusive mentality. So you just feel a lot more at ease about yourself. And it's a bit hard to explain, but in America, it's just hard to be yourself and feel accepted. I mean, nobody really feels accepted. They feel like they have to constantly prove themselves and have to constantly pump themselves with confidence and fix their self-esteem. And it's like there's something that always wants to drag you down and make you feel like crap about yourself. It's really hard to explain. And what most people don't know is that it's not like that in most countries. In most countries, you don't have to keep pumping yourself with confidence and self-esteem. That's mostly an American thing. And you can, I mean, the statistics on mental illness prove this. If you look at this, the links on my website and on the World Health Organization website, it'll tell you that America has the highest rate of mental illness in the industrialized world. It's indisputable. I mean, America has the biggest mental health industry, the highest rate of use of antidepressants. People, you know, mental illness is just so high in America, and this speaks volumes about how dysfunctional and insane and unnatural the society in America is. And so, you know, that proves my point, you know, that mental illness is a lot higher in America than it is in any other country, even higher than England and Canada, which have similar cultures. So your mental health will improve if you leave America too. And that's a very big benefit, because mental health and your state of mind are very important. I mean, even science has proven a mind-body connection between your health and your state of mind and well-being. So, you know, your state of health, your mental health is very, very important. And your self-esteem as well. In other countries, you don't have to constantly try to fix your self-esteem. You just feel naturally accepted and connected and appreciated. And you know, in a natural, friendly, social environment, you just don't have to feel like you have to prove yourself every day. It's just ridiculous. It's too much of a burden on a person to. I mean, no wonder. I mean, why do you think people brag so much in the U.S., especially men? They brag so much. They have this arrogant, annoying personality. And they. I mean, most men I've met in America always brag about how much money they make and how much women they've gotten. And most of the time, it turns out to be bullshit if you look into it. You know, I mean, every guy just likes to brag and exaggerate. You know, and obviously it means they're very insecure, because America makes you very insecure. Something about the social culture in America is highly toxic and makes people insecure. And so America is a very toxic culture for your mental health, for sure. For example, if you go to England but if you go to England and you look at the black men and the Asian men there, you'll see that they don't have that inferiority complex that they do in the U.S. because they're not treated like crap and constantly discriminated against socially like they are in America. So they've grown up with a lot more accepting culture. And interracial dating in England is a lot more acceptable than, I mean, a lot more
Yeah, it's a lot more acceptable than in America, because the white women in England are much more open to men of color than in America. So, you know, even in England, there are some benefits over America. I mean, people in England are healthier. I mean, America has the highest rates of mental illness, obesity, cancer, heart disease, diabetes. I mean, it's the fattest and sickest nation in the world, and you know, it speaks volumes about how toxic the society is. The next category I want to talk about is the economic benefits of living overseas. In most countries, the cost of living is a lot lower. I'm not talking about like Tokyo or Paris or Switzerland. I mean, those are expensive areas, of course. You know, I'm just saying in most countries, the cost of living is much lower. As you know, in America, the cost of living has risen every year, and prices have become so expensive now in every category that it's just ridiculous. And also inflation has gone up a lot. You know, ever since the 20th century, inflation has been ever since the beginning of the 20th century, inflation has been climbing and climbing, and so everything's just gotten way too expensive in America. And you know, if you have, you know, the more bills you have, and the higher the cost of living, you know, the more you have to work and make money, which gives you less freedom, not more freedom. Which is ironic, since America claims to be the land of the free. But in most other countries, the cost of living is a lot less, so you have more freedom because you have less of a financial burden to deal with. So it's ironic that you have more freedom outside of America in terms of cost of living, you know, because America tries to boast itself to be the freest country in the world, and it's ironic that other countries are freer in this area. I mean, ask anybody from Mexico, and they'll ask any immigrant from Mexico, and they'll tell you that if they had the money, they would far prefer to live in Mexico than the US. Because Mexico is much more friendly and open, and the cost of living is better too. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just more other countries are more fun, you know, and cheaper as well. So there's an economic benefit. And also for in terms of healthcare, as you know, the US has the most expensive healthcare in the world, and America is the only country among developed nations that does not have a universal healthcare system. You see, in every other industrialized country, people have universal healthcare. They don't have to worry about, you know, paying huge bills or going bankrupt if they have to see a doctor or go to the hospital. You know, if you look up the statistics, medical bankruptcies in America are the number one cause of bankruptcies in the United States. So, if you don't have healthcare in America and you have to go to a hospital, I mean, they can bankrupt you easily because it's just way too expensive. Michael Moore had a documentary called Sicko, where he compares the healthcare system in America with that of Europe and other countries, and it's very, very revealing. I mean, I highly recommend you see it. It should be still on YouTube. Last I saw, it was still on YouTube. So look for the documentary called Sicko by Michael Moore, and he compares the healthcare industry in the US, which is a disaster and way overly priced, to that of Europe and Cuba and et cetera. So yeah, so I mean, and even, you know, if you live overseas and you have to pay for healthcare, at least it's affordable. I mean, the prices are at least more reasonable than America. I mean, the healthcare prices in America are just astronomical and totally unreasonable and out of control. Totally. So, you know, the cost of living and the healthcare thing is a benefit because the prices are much more reasonable and affordable than in America. The price of healthcare and also the cost of living. So that's another big benefit of living overseas. Most countries have a lower cost of living, so that gives you more freedom and more peace of mind. So, I mean, that's a very practical benefit, not just a psychological one. And the fifth category I want to talk about is, health. In America, the problem with the food in America is that it's just way overlaced with sugar excessively. I mean, almost everything contains too much sugar. And also toxins and GMOs, which is genetically modified organisms. And so America is like the fattest and the sickest nation in the world. I mean, the rate of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, etc. is just the highest in the world. I mean, America is even sicker than England. I mean, there are statistics in news articles that prove that. So, the food is just so unhealthy in America. Everything is laced with too much sugar, and it's really hard to eat healthy in America because, I mean, unhealthy food is everywhere, and to find healthy food, you have to go to organic health food stores and spend a lot of money because they're expensive, and it's always an uphill battle. It's always hard work to eat healthy in America, and it's too easy to give in to temptation. So it's only a matter of time before you give in to the temptation to eat unhealthy in America. Because unhealthy food is everywhere. It's like it's hard work to eat healthy. So, and what's sad is that the food industry in America, they put profits above health, which is totally fucked up because, health is a lot more important than profit, but America is so greedy that they would put profit above health. I mean, the food industry does this, the big pharmaceutical companies do this, and it's just so sad and upside down. I mean, only in a totally insane culture would profit be put above health. The food industry's put too much sugar in everything because they want food to be addictive so they can sell more. They don't care how sick it makes people. They just don't care, and that's so sad and so wrong. And you should not live in a culture or raise your children in a culture that is like that, that puts profit above health. It's just sick. In other countries, it's not like that. Like in Europe or Asia, I mean, they keep the sugar to a minimal level and they don't have all these bad toxins in the food, So people there are, as you might have noticed, are a lot thinner and a lot healthier than in America. And, no one can dispute that because America's the fattest nation in the world. Every other country is thinner than them. In every other country, people are a lot thinner and healthier. The food in other countries will just make you healthier and it'll make you thinner. And so that's why a lot of people have said that when they go overseas and start eating like the food in Europe or Asia, they get thinner and they feel better, they feel healthier because the food is not as toxic as in America. So, one of the big secrets in weight loss that the diet industry doesn't tell you is that you can lose weight just by going overseas and eating healthier foods. And that's another big secret that most Americans don't know. So, I'm giving you a lot of great secrets for free here, because I care about you, because I'm passionate about the truth, because I want you to know the truth, because you have a right to know these things. I'm not doing this for profit. I'm not doing this because I get paid for it. I mean, yeah, I do make money from my website. It's my business, but I'm telling you this because this is an important truth that everyone should know, and it's sad that the alternative media does not
talk about this. Neither the alternative media nor the mainstream media talk about these things, not, at least not very much. And, I care about people. I care about you. I care about the truth. And so I want you to know these secrets. That's why I'm giving them away to you for free. And you can do your own research or go abroad and verify that what I'm telling you is true in general. A lot of people have gone overseas and have discovered that what I have said is true. And they've posted many testimonials in my forum about it. And I've collected a bunch of them on my website at happierabroad.com too. So in summary, I presented the social benefits of living overseas, the romantic benefits, the psychological benefits, the economic benefits, and the health benefits. There's just so many benefits to living abroad. I'm just surprised nobody ever talks about it. It is very, very strange. Because these are really important areas of life. They're important. They make people happier. They make people freer. They make people more fulfilled, and they enrich people's lives. They give a better quality of life too. So why does nobody talk about it? Why is this taboo? It's really weird. It's like, I guess it's kind of offensive to say that something is better in another country than in America, but, the truth is the truth, and people should know. I mean, why, just because something is unpatriotic or taboo doesn't mean it should be suppressed, It's just stupid. So I hope you've learned something from this. And I hope that this gets out more and that more people will talk about this. And because not only does the mainstream media ignore all these things, but the alternative media does too. Nobody in the conspiracy movement, counterculture movement, none of America's critics, and nobody in the New Age movement either, ever talks about these things. They always say that America and the world is the same, and all the problems in America are the same everywhere, and that you can't escape the problems in America by leaving because everywhere is the same, and I don't know why, it's just not an option. So everyone wants you to stay in America and try to change the system, which is futile, which is illogical. You can't change society. You cannot change an entire country. I mean, all you can do is vote with your feet and go abroad to a healthier, saner society. So the most important thing I want to tell you is don't listen to those conspiracy people or the alternative media people who tell you that everything is the same everywhere and that all of America's problems are the same everywhere. They are not. I swear to you, 100%, that is not true. I swear. And I have a lot of proof on it on my website at happierabroad.com. If you come to my site, you'll see all the proof. It is not the same everywhere. That is a big lie. And it's about time somebody exposed that. Anyways, that's my rant for today. I just want to get this out because I'm so annoyed that this is not discussed in any media, even in the alternative media. And I hope you've learned something from this. I hope you can share this this audio rant of mine. I'm probably going to put it up on YouTube or Vimeo if YouTube takes it down. I'll probably put it on both because YouTube has a habit of censoring these kind of taboo truths. So I hope, wherever you found this video, that you'll share it, and also share my website at happierabroad.com. I'll try to put a link to it on the webpage that you find this video at. And feel free to come to my forum and register and talk with like-minded people like myself, who will talk about these things without fear of censorship or taboo. So I do have a great community on my website, on my forum, and it's free to join. You can come and discuss with other like-minded free thinkers who discuss the benefits of living overseas. And you can visit my website, see all the photos and videos I have that prove all the things that I say. I think it'll be a very eye-opening experience for you if you come and visit and interact with our community forum members. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and best of luck to you. I wish you all the best, and if you have any questions, come to my website. There's a contact button where you can contact me, or you can post in the forum your question. And again, my website is happierabroad.com. Happier, as in I-E-R, happier, I-E-R, abroad.com. So happierabroad.com. Okay, well, take care, and best wishes to all of you listening out there. And take care, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.